Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Anonymous in Detroit. The question is, can we ask the seller of our new house as of 2 weeks to pay for a repair of a flooded backyard? Well, this is definitely problematic. Disclosure issues are one of the top reasons for disputes after a real estate closing. If you have seller endorsed disclosure documents stating that there were no known problems with basement slash water, then you may file a case against your seller for damages. Also, there are issues of fraud and concealment that may allow for even more damages. Good luck. The next question comes from Larry T. from Farmington Hills, Michigan. He asks, when is it considered harassment from a bill collector? Well, first, Larry, you need to know if it is the creditor themselves calling you or a third party calling. While it sounds as if your original creditor is calling, a third-party bill collector must comply with the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act, which does limit when and how a debtor is to be called and treated. Too lengthy to go into particulars here, but in general, you can tell the creditor that under the FDCPA, they must stop calling you. Write the time and date of that statement to the creditor. It is actionable after the second time they call after you tell them to cease their calls. And the final question today is from Marsha M. in Detroit. Marsha asks, can I sign a lease for someone else because their credit did not go through even though this person will be paying the rent? Marsha, signing a lease on behalf of someone else makes you a co-signer, obligating you on the rent in the event that the tenant fails to make the payment. You are obligated on all the provisions of the lease, not just the payment provisions. Consider what this will do to your own credit and how your personal financial situation will be affected now and in the future. I hope that answers your question. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.